Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Chaim Hillowitz. Meseches Moed Katan has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas, Peril Bas Rabbi Yehoshua Heschel HaKohen.
Moed Katan, Daf Chavtes. You'll notice, as we've been going through the sigyas of Avelus in the Perek Avel Megalchin, that there isn't any explicit Gemara that we've seen which relates to one of the most striking of the Nihugi Avelus, and that is the Isser for an Avel to sit on a regular chair. We're all familiar, unfortunately, with the Avelim, that when they're in the middle, in the midst of the Shiva, that they're not permitted to sit on a regular height of a chair. In fact, it's Mashma and Tosus that there is no Makora in the Gemara for such a Nihug Avelus. It's simply a minig that developed. And that is, Tosus and Daf Chav Zayin, Amud Aleph, Divrei Maaseh Min, had a tzad to be medayik the lashon of the Gemara there, Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara there was discussing the zekivas hamitos, the fact that the beds which had been overturned through the course of the Imei HaShiva. So when it comes to Erev Shabbos, when it comes to Friday, then at a certain point in preparation for Shabbos, one is rezokif the mitos, one stands the mitos up to their normal shape and normal position, and one does that min hamincha l'mala. And the Gemara there comments, and Daf Chav Zayin, Amar Rabbi Rav Huna, Af al pikin eino yoshev aleha ad shetechshach. Even though one is permitted to stand up the beds to the normal position earlier in the day on Friday in preparation for Shabbos, but one may not sit on the bed, which has been placed upright, until evening. Tosus there comments, Nirulid mikan samchu shelo leishev agabe kisei v'safsal. It is from this Gemara that the minig developed not to sit on a regular chair or a regular bench. Even though this is not an unassailable raya, because shani mita the whole v'tzarech kfiya, a mita might be different. That which it is mavur in the Gemara, that one may not sit on a mita zekufa, that might only be corollary of the mitzvah of kfiya samita that we've discussed it several times through the sigyos. Then we say that a person, in addition to having to be kofa the mita, also may not sit on a mita which is not kfuya but rather is zekufa. But since Tosus says lo matzinu kfiya b'kisei v'safsal, that the only mitzvah that we have in kfiya is on beds, as we explained, we touched on a few times, why dafka the bed has the mitzvah of kfiya, but not on a chair or a bench. So therefore, it might very well be that there is no iser for an avil to sit on a regular chair or a regular bench, even when it's in its regular position at its regular height. Nonetheless, Tosus says the minig is not to be yoshev on a kisei v'safsal. However, as we'll see shortly, in our Gemara here, and there are Rishonim who are Garis in the Gemara explicitly this halacha. We'll start with Rabbeinu Hananel here in Afchavtes. In the old Vilna Shas, this is on the first white line. It says, Amar Yehuda Merav, Hamenachamim Rashayin Loimar Loshev El Al Hakarka. And on the bottom, it corrects it to say, Ein Hamenachamim Rashayim Leshev El Agabe Karka, Shenemar Vayeshu Itul Aretz, a pasuk in Iyov. So here we have Rabbeinu Hananel being Garis in the Gemara, that the Menachemim may not sit anywhere other than on the ground during the Shas and Merchama, as we see in the Pasuk in Iyov, Vayishvu Ito La'aretz. And this Gersa is brought in the Rif, and other Rishonim as well. And it appears then that this Gersa in the Gemara is at least telling us that the Tzura of the Mitzvah of Nechama has to be done when one is sitting on the ground. So far it tells us nothing about the position of the Avel himself, but at least the Tzura of the Menachemim. And the truth is, we already find reference to this in a much earlier source, in the Pirkei Avot Rabbi Eliezer. There it describes that Shlomo HaMelech built two sha'arim as entrances into the Beis HaMikdash. Echad l'chasanim ve'echad l'avelim v'lamenudim. One is for bridegrooms, and one was for mourners and people who are in nidui. V'ha'yisrael holchim v'shabasus v'yoshim v'shnei sha'arim halalu. And Jews who came to Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos would come and sit in these two sha'arim. And if they would notice someone coming in, the Chazan Shar, then there'd be Mesameach with him. And if they would notice someone coming in, the Avel Shar, then they would know that he is an Avel, and they would be Menachem him, and say, Ashochim Rabbi Yezeh, Yenachemcha. This, the Pirkei Avot Ezra says, Shlomo HaMelech did in order to be Mekayim Gemilas Chasodim. It was a chesed that the Avelim felt, and the Chasanim as well felt, that people were there to share with them in their tzar or in their simcha, as the case may be. And this was a kiyum that Shlomo Melech built into the Beis HaMikdash through Mekayim, the Gadol HaInyan of Gemilas Chasodim. The Pirkei Avos continues, and it says, "Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Hiskinu Shechasanim Va'avelim Holchim Labatei Knesius Labatei Midrashos." That after the Churban HaBayis, the takana became that Chasanim and Avelim should go to shul, presumably on Shabbos. Va'an Shemakim Ron Es Achasin Es Mechem Imo V'Ron Es Avel V'Yoshvim Imo Al Ha'aretz Kedei Sheyeshvu V'Yetzu Yisrael Yidei Chavos Gemilas Chasodim. They would go and accompany the Avel sitting down on the ground, and that way share with him his grief and his pain, and be mekayim the chova of Gemilas Chasodim. So we see now that, again, sitting together with the Avel on the ground is a kiyum of the Gemilas Chasodim aspect of Nicham Avelim. Now this Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer is actually quoted in the Torah in Siman Shin Sadi Gimel in Yerodea, and there he describes the minhag in Ashkenaz, that after shul on Shabbos, the Avel would leave shul, and everyone would follow him, and they would, again, sit together on the floor, v'yoshim sham sha'achas. The Prisha there has a fascinating perspective on Nicham Avelim, which is very important for everyone to realize as to the exact gedder of Nicham Avelim. He asks, "Midaloiksev shi'yoshim umidabrim divrei tanchumim." The only thing that the Torah mentions is that they sit. He doesn't say at all that they speak to him and offer him words of consolation and encouragement. At the end, they give him a bracha. They say, "Ashochin mebayzei yanachemcha." Or perhaps in our language, the offering that most people give to the Avel, Hamaki Menachem Eschem, Soch Shara Velitzim Yerushalayim, it's all that they said. They didn't offer him any other words of Tanchumen, any other words of consolation. How is it then, asks the Prisha, that one is Mekayim Nechama, the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, through this? Mikan, concludes the Prisha, Yesh Ksas Mach L'Nichum Avelim Shalanu, Shal Harov Ein Ha'Avel Mas L'Dabra Klum, as we saw earlier, that one may not begin speaking until the Avel begins to speak. And the minhag is that, in fact, people don't speak too much. Rak nichnasim etzlo, v'yoshvim ma'at. They sit together with the Avel for a bit. V'omrim Hashem yenachemcha m'shar aveli tzion. D'yesh l'tmoa. V'chizeh nikra tanchumi aveilim. Is it tanchum aveilim just to sit there with the Avel, be silent, and then at the end leave him with a parting line, Hashem yenachemcha? From this Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer and the minhag in Ashkenaz that the Torah references based on it, there's a raya to our minhag. The haknisa v'hayishiva l'chavod mikri nicham avelim. That simply sitting there, sharing in the same position as the avel, sitting there with him together, that gufa is the nicham. That's the tanchumen that we share with him in the same place that he is. And the poskim say that l'maisa, the minig is not for the menachemim to sit literally on the floor, sit on a low chair together with the avel. And the reason is because the avel is presumed to have been mochel to the menachemim, that they don't need to be with him mamash in the same position as to not being allowed to sit on a normal chair, as we'll see soon. But in any event, the ikrit surah of Nicham Avelim is where the menachemim come and are together and share in the same position, the same place as the Avel, except that sometimes the Avel can be mochel, this added level of nechama, of tanchumen, from the menachemim. There is a lachal maisa nafkamina, which comes out from this discussion of whether the menachemim must be sitting on the floor together with the Avel, and that is what Moshe Feinstein discusses in Ikris Moshe, whether or not one is mekayim the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim through a telephone call. He discusses there that one of the inyonim in coming to do Nicham Avelim, there are two things, he says, which are involved. One of them is to actually be with the Avel and be mishtatef with his tzar, and that can only be done, ideally at least, when one is together with him in the makam of the Avel, and as we see in Arsigya, even being together with him, mamish, in his Avelis. He points out, based on the Gemara we had earlier in Afchav Aleph, when the Rabbi Kiva's sons died, and the Am that was there was masped them and gave them kavod, that it was clear from Rabbi Akiva that part of what was Menachem was the fact that all the people were there with him and gave him kavod. And he says that it's only really mechabed the Ovel if the Menachem takes the trouble to make the visit to the house of the Ovel where the Ovel is sitting Shiva. But if he suffices with a telephone call, so then the kavod is very minimal, and he is not mimekayim the ikar inyan of tanchumi avelim. Moshe adds on that there is still a ksas mitzvah for someone who is unable to do the ideal form, the optimal form of the mitzvah by coming in person to the Beis Avel. There is somewhat of a kiyam mitzvah Avnicham Avelin through a telephone, he can still be mechazik him, he can still help him, he matzik the din, but the ideal mitzvah is only optimally fulfilled of Tanchumi Avelin by actually coming and being with the Avel in the makam of the Avelus, which shows him kavod, shows him respect, and takes away some of the tzar, being mishtatev with him in his Avelus. It's also kedai to look at a different tshuva from a Moshe, in the Igros Moshe Arachayim Chelakei, Simen Chaf Os Chaf Aleph, where he discusses the minig that most people have, that when they actually offer the line of Amakim Menachem Eschem, they stand up, even though the rest of the time they are sitting in the Beis Avel, but when they offer this parting line, they stand. And he explains why this minig makes sense, and a lot of what Rav Moshe there assumes also is borne out by what we saw in this prisha here, that the Hamakim Menachem Eschem really isn't the ikar of the Tanchumen, but actually being with the Avel and sitting there together with him, that's the ikar Tanchumen, and there's simply a bracha at the end that we leave him with, that Rav Moshe there explains why the minig is to stand up during that last line. It's good to look over there how Rav Moshe explains the basis for this minig. In any event, this all tells us about the position of the Menachemim. The Menachemim must be sitting together with the Avel. But where do we see, though, that the Avel must be sitting? It's true that the Pasuk in Eov, that Rabbi Chananel and the Rif make reference to, it says, Vayeshvu ito baretz, that it seems that the Menachemim of Eov were together with him on the ground. But where do we see, though, that the Avel himself is on the ground? So in truth, the Ramban and the Torah Sa'adam and the Tur as well, in Simchin Bezayin, have garis another line in the Gemara. And that is that they say, Minayin she'ein ha'avel rashay leishav el agabi karka, she'namar v'yishvil ito la'aretz. They again reference the fact that the Avel himself must be sitting on the ground from this pasuk in Eov. And here we have him a furish in the Gemara, this girsa of the Ramban and the Tur, that the Avel must be sitting on the ground. And in the Bir Hagra, over there in Shin Pei Zayin, he writes these two lines in the Gemara, were nishmar from the Gemara, they were omitted from the Gemara by accident, and really they belong in the Gemara. So in fact, there is a Mefurshe Gemara, Lefides, that says that an Avel must sit on the ground, and as well the Menachemim too. And just as we noted, the minig is that the Avel is morchel to the Menachemim, and they don't need to be mekayim this positioning during the Tanchumi Avelis. It's worth noting that the minig is, for most Avelim at least, and as well as the wiser minig on Tisha B'Av as well, when this halacha applies, is not for Avelim to sit literally on the ground without anything supporting them. It's a minig to usually sit on a low bench, usually lower than 3 tefachim from the ground, or at the very least to put a cushion or a pillow on the ground. Now, the truth is that the Shach, in Shin Pei Zayin over here, writes that it's usur for the Avel to sit on a bench, even a short bench, or to put cushions on the ground to support himself, unless he's a zaken v'chola, someone who is weak and not able to sit on the ground through the days of the Avelus. There are those who say that the Rekager here makes reference to that it is permitted at least to put cushions on the ground. With regard though to a bench, it doesn't seem like there are any matirim here in the Iker Poskim of Shulchan Aruch. However, the Aruch HaShulchan is matzdik the minig based on his Zediak in the Yerushalmi and Brachos. Even though the Pasuk says, Vayeshvo ito ba'aretz, the Pasuk in Eov, that means it has to be on the ground, his arrival from the Yerushalmi doesn't literally mean on the ground, even close to the ground is good enough. And that being the case, that so long as the chair or the low bench that the Avel sits on is considered close to the ground, again, the minig is, as the Geshar Chaim brings, to assume that unless it's above 3 tefachim from the ground, more than the share of lovehood, is considered close enough to the aretz to be a kiyum of the pasuk of Vayeshvu ito la'aretz. And that is in fact the minhag that most Avelim and people on Tisha B'Av as well choose to sit on benches or low stools which are within 3 tefachim from the ground. I believe there is even Shmua Mashem Chazan Ish that it's not necessary to be within 3 tefachim from the ground. It's enough if one sits on a stool or a bench which is lower than the normal height of standard chairs. That's already enough for the Avel to be Mekayim, the inyan of being Yoshev Agabi Ha'aretz, because he's lowered himself towards the ground from his normal positioning of his sitting. The Shach also makes reference to the Drisha, who says that the Avel is permitted to stand up and walk around when he so chooses. However, this is only when there aren't Menachemim there. When there are Menachemim there, it is incumbent upon the Avel to sit and be Mekabel them, to receive the people who come to console while sitting in the low position on the ground or close to the ground. and in the Sefer Moadim Uzmanim from Moshe Sternbach, he explains that the Nekuda is that the Ovel is really only being Misabel in the fullest sense when he's sitting on the ground. That's when he's acting in the full character of an Ovel. And he's only ready to be Mekabel Tanchumen, to accept the consoling thoughts of the people who visit, when he's acting in that in that way. When he's standing, so then he doesn't have that extra character of Avelis. He writes his Achirish Lahalacha based on this, that the Kinos on Tisha B'Av, which we know we act as if it's a Mesa Mutal Bafanov, on Tisha B'Av that we're Mamash Avelim during the Shiva, during this Man of the Kinos, until Chatzos, they should not be said standing up for this reason, even though it might be difficult to be sitting the entire time. He says that in order to be Mekayim, the Ikra Inyan, of being Misabel as an Avel during the Shas Kinos, it is necessary, based on this Drisha and the Shach, to be sitting on the floor, or close to the floor, as the Meneg may be. And that is why, in fact, after Chatzos, when we finish the Kinos, we no longer sit on the floor, because the Ikar Zman Avelos has passed. But during the Zman Avelos, Rav Moshe Sternbach writes, it is a Chiyuv to sit Dafka on the ground, and not to be standing up, as the Drisha wrote, with regard to the Shas Menachamim during Shiva. A corollary Chumrah, which would come out from this conception of sitting on the ground being a kim of the Ikra Avelis on Tisha B'Av, would be what if one is in a yeshiva or a shul where they're very marich, they elongate the saying of the kinos, and they don't conclude saying of the kinos till after Chatzos. So it should come out, l'fi this havana of the
Moadim Uzmanim,
that even though it's after Chatzos, and for all other intents and purposes, we stop the minig of sitting on the ground for Tisha B'Av. But since one is continuing saying the kinos, so one should in fact continue sitting on the ground during the recital of the kinos, so that during these moments when he's Misabel B'Fayel, when he has an active Avelis on the Churban, he's still acting in the full character of the Avel sitting on the ground. And this is a minig sometimes where the Arya Yeshivos are places which do in fact continue the kinos till after Chatzos. I believe the minhag is that the people still continue sitting on the ground even after Chatzos, so long as they're still reciting the kinos.
At the end of the Masechta in Siman Sadi Vav, the Rosh cites a machlokas between his Rebbe, the Maharam Rutenberg, and himself, which has a lot of yisodos of the lumnus of Avelos hidden within it.
Now, just to give a bit of background before we actually discuss the machlokas, the Rosh and the Maharam, there is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch of what's called Zilzal B'Mikzas Hayomim. The Makor is a Ravid, brought in the Rosh and the Ramban, and the case that's discussed is in Shimon Shin Sarivov, is where an Ovel, either B'Shogeg or B'Mezid, or even B'Onus, does not perform the Avelis the way he's supposed to, and only after a certain number of days into the Avelis has passed does he decide or become aware of the Chiv Avelis that is incumbent upon him to do. So the psak over there is that it depends. That if he's mezalzel b'miksas hayomim, which means that it's still in the middle of the 7 days following the kfura or following the shmua when the ikar shiva began, and still some of the 7 days are remaining, then the avel can simply pick up at whatever day in the shiva they're holding and finish off the balance of the shiva, and that's enough. So even if he's been mezalzel in most of the days, and even if it's amazed, so long as he has mixas hayomim, so long as he has part of the days of the shiva left to finish off, that's okay. However, if the entire shiva has already passed, he's already into the shloshim, and the entire shiva has passed, then he has to be mashlim the entire shiva again during the days of the shloshim. So for example, if he's already on day 8 and onward until the end of the 30 days, and he has not been knowing any Avelis at all, and now he decides or becomes aware of the fact that he does want to do the Avelis, then he has to be mashlim the entire Shiva until 30 days. After 30 days, then there's no tashlumin at all. And it's important to note, before in the poskim, that the gedder of the schiv of being mashlim the Shiva and someone who is mezalzel in the days of the Shiva is only gedder of tashlumin. In other words, he's making up the chova that he had to be noeg Shiva originally during the initial 7 days after the kfura or after the shmua. Since he missed those days, so he has now a tashlumin to make up those days during the entire span of 30 days. He's given the opportunity to do tashlumin on those days of Shiva, which he must do to make up, as it were, for what he missed and compensate for what he missed during the original 7 days. So that's the background that we need to keep in mind to fully understand this machlokas, the Maharam and the Rosh, and to compare and contrast the halacha of Zilzal B'Mikzas Hayomim
with the case that the Maram and the Rosh debated.
The machlokes between the Maharam Rutenberg and the Rosh relates to a case of a katan, a child who is less than bar mitzvah, who unfortunately becomes an avel for a parent, and then during the time of the shloshim, he becomes bar mitzvah. And the question is, what must this newly bar mitzvah boy do? Must he start avelus now, since he's still holding in the shloshim for his parent, and now be knowing the inyone of the shloshim, or perhaps even the shiva? Or since do we say that since at the time when the Iker Chiv Avielis began, the time of the Kfura or the time of the Shmua, he was a Katan who was not Mechiv and Avielis at all, then it's already been Nitche. The Chiv Avielis is never, does not devolve on him at all, and he's Pater completely from Avielis. And this question is in fact the Machlokas between Rabbeinu Meir, the Maharam, and the Rosh. The Maharam held that the Katan is Mechiv now to begin being Mesabel. And in fact, he has to begin by sitting Shiva. He doesn't start the Shiva and the Shloshim for Yom HaKfura. Maram rather compares it to a case we had earlier in the Perek of someone who hears a Shmua Krova on the Regel, that the Avelis of Shiva begins after the Regel, even though it's already been 7 days, potentially, since the Kfura, or the Shmua, which is the Iker time of the Mechayev of the Avelis. But since the days were not Roi, were not appropriate for Avelis, we push off the beginning of the Shiva. Hu Adanami, in a case of a Katan, that the Katan who only becomes Nisgadel during the times of the Shloshim, now he begins the Shiva and the Shloshim from the day that his Bar Mitzvah. And not only that, even though we find, as we discussed earlier in the Perek, that the days of the Regel are Ola for the Shloshim, but that is only true in the case of Regel. The Maram explains, because there at least he had some of the Nihugi Avelos, he had the Isser Tispores and the Isser of Gihutz, which are the Iker Nihugi Mashloshim that one kept anyway during the Regal. But for a Katan, who wasn't at all Shaykh to Avelos at all, so he in fact has to start the entire Shloshim after he becomes a Bar Mitzvah. Now Maram comments that he is aware that one could differentiate between the case of the Regal and the case of the Katan, on the basis that in the case of the Regel, the Gavra was a Bar Chiyuva, the person who was an Avel, unfortunately. He was perfectly roi to be an Avel at the time that the Misa or the Shmua happened. It's just that the Yoma was Kagarim, the day was a day which was not fitting for Avelis because it was the Regel. So perhaps only in that case where the person was Be'etzin Bar Chiyuva, we should say that the Avelis is waiting for a time when it can be Chal, and as soon as the Regel is over, then the Gavra becomes Chayv and Avelis. Masha'in Kain, with regard to a Katan, who, in his case, it wasn't the fact that the time was not right for Avelis. The days were certainly appropriate to be Misabalan. The problem was the Gavra. The Gavra was a Lav Bar Chiyuva. Perhaps then the Maram says we should be Mechalik and say that the Chiyuv Avelis never was Chal on this person Bechlal, and there is a Dechia. He says, no, we don't say this Chilik. We don't make such a distinction that in any event, there's no reason to be Dochad Avelis, both in the case where the Yomik Agarim and in the case where the Gavra Zalabar Chiyuva doesn't matter. We're not Dochad Avelis for this reason. And therefore, the Maram's conclusion is that the Katan is Chayiv and Avelis in the case where he says, Gadol Toch Shloshim. The Rosh takes issue with his Rabbi. He says, Afal Pishein Meshivin Asari Achar Moso, even though we don't argue with the great forerunners after they've passed on. Well, Maisa, the Rosh says, what can I do? It seems to me that the Maram is mistaken in this case. And the Rosh says that that svar that the Maram considered and then rejected, that we should be mechalek between the case of the Regel, where the Gavra was Bar Chiyuva, but it was Yomahu de Kagarim, the day was simply not a day which was appropriate for Avelis, but the person was an Avel, and that, as opposed to a Katan, who the Gavra himself was not a Bar Chiyuva, that is a good chiluk, the Rosh says. That's in fact Lamaisa. It says, since the Katan, Bishah Shehailo Lisabel, the time of the Shmua, or the time of the Kfura, he was supposed to have been Chal on Avelis on him. And at that point, Niftar, Machmas Katnoi, because he was only a minor at the time, so he became Patrim Avelis, Paka Minechiv Avelis Olam. So Avelis can no longer be Chal on the Katan forever. And even if he is Nisgadel, Toch to Shloshim, in the Torah, and Simon Shin Sarivov says, even Toch to Shiva, still the Katan is Patra Legamre from any form of Avelis whatsoever. The Rosh explains, why don't we say that this should be like a Shmua? Why don't we say, pretend as if the Katan now, when he woke up on the day of his 13th birthday and become a Gadol, Kilo, we had a Shmua today, and it's a Shmua Krova, because it's still during the Shloshim, and from now, this point on, we should say is mechuyev in Shivan Shloshim, ki'ilu there is a Shmua. And that the Rosh says, no, we don't say that. Because that which an Avel, in general, who hears a Shmua, becomes chayev and Avelus from the time of the Shmua, that itself is only a tashlumen for the Iker Chiyav Avelus. The Iker Chiyav Avelus was supposed to have been Chalat Kfura, the Stima Sagola, as we saw earlier in the Perek. That's the time which is really Mechayev Avelus, it's the Iker Yom Hamar. When the person wasn't present, wasn't aware of the time of the Kfura, then Chazal were metakin from a Tashlumin, that if he hears about this event of the passing of his relative within 30 days, then he becomes Mechayev in the same Inyan of Avelus as if he had been there at the time of the Kfura. And this is the din we've seen many times in the Perek, the Shas Shmua and Shas Kfura Dami. But the Gedr Hadavar, the Rosh says, only one of Tashlumin. And therefore, in this case, where the Katan was aware, he knew exactly what was happening at the time of the Kfura, but he was not Mechuyev Bechlal, he was mufka from being mischayev and avails at the time of the ikr chiyuv. So when we cannot be mechayev and machmas the din of shmua, which is only tashlumen for the ikr chiyuv, since the katan was not in the parasha bechal of avails at the time of the ikr chiyuv, so there's no way to then use the mechanism tashlumen to be mechayev him later. And the Rosh brings an example. We have the gemara chagiga that a chiger biyam rishon, someone who is not roi to be mischayev in the mitzvah of re'iyah, of Alila Regal and bringing a carbon re'iyah on the first day of Yom Tov because he's a chiger, he's not able to walk, he's lame. And then Nispash of Yom Sheni, he gets healed and he's able to walk on the second day, the day following the first day of Yom Tov. So he's pater. The reason being, because Tashlumen, if we say that the Gedr of the Olas Re'iyah is a Tashlumen for the first day, Tashlumen is only Mischayev on someone who was Ro'i the first day, just there was something which was preventing him from doing his Chiyuv. He was a Bar Chiyuva, just that there was something which was being Dochim from being able to discharge his Chiyuv. But a Chiger, someone who was not Bechlal in the Parashah, he was not a Bar Chiyuva at all in the mitzvah of Re'iyah, so even if it becomes Ro'i later on, he's Pater. Because we Mechayev someone who is Shem Tashlumen, who is not a Bar Chiyuva Bechlal on the first day. And that's in fact what we say as well, where a Katan, since the Katan was not in the Parashah Bechlal Avelus at all at the beginning, as Naam himself conceded. So therefore, we cannot be Mechayev in Midin Shmua, because the Din Shmua is only Tashlumen, and Tashlumen is only when someone was mechuyev be'etzem at the beginning of the first chiyuv. Now, with regard to the ikar machlokes between the Maram and the Rosh, so it would seem the pashtus is that inasmuch as the Maram rejected the chilek that he tried to draw between a gavra labar chiyuva as opposed to a gavra bar chiyuva b'yomahu dekagarim, that he's really saying that the mechayev of a shmua is not begedu tashlumen. That in other words, every day throughout the 30 days following the death, it has within the day itself a potential to be mechayev and avelus. And it's not pshat that it's a tashlumen from the original mechayev of the time of the kfura, because then he would have gone with the chilek that he made between regel, where the person was be'etzem mischayev in avelus at the beginning of the time of the kfura on the regel. It's just that the days weren't days of avelus, and he waits to serve out the avelus until after the regel, as opposed to the katan, who was not mischayev at all the ikar time of the beginning of the avelus when he heard about the kfura when he was still a katan. But now that the geder is not one of tashlumen, but rather there's a separate mechayev of any potential day through the days of the shloshim, so now the Maram says, very nice, it doesn't matter that the katan was not a bar chiyuva at the time of the ikra avelus, because there's no ikra avelus and tafel avelus. There isn't an ikra and a tashlumen. Each day has the potential to be mechayev and avelus. So as soon as the katan becomes roi to be misavel, becomes a gadol, becomes now mechuyev in mitzvahs, the avelus comes and is mechayev him to be misabel like anyone that a shloshim and a shiva from this day starting out. Whereas the Rosh, Kemefurash B'Dvarav, holds that no, that tashlumen, shmua is only gedr tashlumen, and it's only devolves upon someone who is Shaykh to be an avel at the beginning of the avelus period, and after that has already been nitcha kim.
On the nitcha.
I pointed out that the tour extends the halacha of the Rosh not only to a katan shenis gadol toch shloshim, but even to a katan who's gadol toch shiva as well. He becomes pater legamri according to the position of the Rosh that shmua is only a tashlumen, and since the katan was not mechayev bechlal at the time of the kfura, he cannot become mechayev later when he's gadol. The Taz in Siman Shin Sadi Vav is very bothered by this extension of the Torah. He says, "Bishlam el kar deshloshim." We can say that the katan who is pater at the time of the ikar mechayev, at the time of the kfura, is not going to mechayev him during the shloshim with a brand new shivas yomim of shiva, because of Tashlumin, as the Rosh said, Tashlumin is only devolves on someone who was originally Be'etzim is chayiv from the Avelis. But he says, if the Katan becomes a Gadol, becomes Bar Mitzvah during the time of the Shiva, why then is it worse than Zilzim Miksas Hayomim? And we find that, as we mentioned, the halach of Zilzim Miksas Hayomim, the person has to finish off the Shiva. And we don't say that the person begins a new Shiva from the time for example, if the person after 3 days of the Shiva, he decides now he wants to do tshuva and he wants to finish off the Avelis. So he doesn't need to do a full new 7 days from the time of the tshuva. It's enough if he finishes off the last 4 days of the Shiva. So the Taz deduces from there that it seems like the Yumei Shiva are days that objectively are Yumei Shiva, Yumei Avelis. So why then, if the Katan becomes a Bar Mitzvah on the fourth day, is he any different than someone who was Zilzal in the first 3 days and now wants to do tshuva on the fourth day? So he picks up right where the Avelis is. Why is the Katan any different? L'chora, the answer for the Torah has to be that there's a difference between someone who is Zilzal Miksas Hayomim, but he was originally Mischayev at the time of the Kfura, then it's Nikba for him, it's set in stone for him, that these are the 7 days of his Shiva. And so long as during at some point he does Tshuva and decides he wants to do the Takana of Shiva, then he can be Mekayim Takanas Chazal, but even by doing some of the days. Mashenkin a Katan, who because of his Katnusa at the time of the Kfura, the time of the death, he was not Mischayev B'chalal, so automatically he gets moved over to the Geder of Tashlumin, that whatever we can be Mechayiv him, it's only be Geder Tashlumin. And even if he's still within the original 7 days after the Kfura, it doesn't matter, because since the Kfura wasn't Mechayiv at all the Katan at the time of the Kfura, since he was still a Katan, and later on, even when it's 2 or 3 days later, we have to come and Mechayiv him Midin Shmua, Midin Tashlumin. As the Rosh said, we can't use Tashlumin to Mechayiv someone who wasn't Mechayiv in the original Avail. That's fascinating to note. There's a well-known machlokes between the Maram and the Rosh and Brachos, which on the face of things seems to be l'shitasa. There, the Rosh and Maram are debating what's the halacha of an onein on Motzei Shabbos. Someone who was an onein, the pashas is, the post can point out, the aninus began already on Shabbos in this case they're discussing. And now the aninus extends into Motzei Shabbos when the person has to now take care of the tzarech emes throughout Motzei Shabbos, and it lasts until Sunday. The question is, what about Havdalah? Certainly the Onin does not make Havdalah. We know the Onin is Potter. We call him Mitzvah Amoris Batorah, and he does not make Havdalah. And the Rosh and everyone else is in agreement there that, and this is a pasuk in Shulchan Aruch as well, in Simchin Mem Aleph, that the Onin may eat without Havdalah. He's not Mechuyev in Havdalah. Mele, he can eat without having to make Havdalah. The question is, what does the Avel do, the Onein who becomes an Avel on Sunday after the Kfura and the Aninus ends and now he becomes Chayav Mitzvahs like every Avel? What does he do about Havdalah? Does he now make Havdalah, seeing as that he didn't make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, and now he becomes Mechuyev in all mitzvahs, he should perhaps make Havdalah now on Sunday? Or now we say no, that since he wasn't Mischayev in Havdalah at all Motzei Shabbos, he need not make Havdalah. So the Maharam was of the opinion that since the Gemara Mesachim says that Tara Mavdil, that someone who ate by accident or through some other way before Havdalah, he can still make Havdalah. He doesn't lose the mitzvah of Havdalah. So this Onen is not any different. Since the Onen ate already Motzei Shabbos, that's not a reason for us to say that he should not make Havdalah. So now, when he becomes able to do the mitzvah of Havdalah, say the bracha of Havdalah on Sunday after the Aninus concludes, so he should do so. He should eat, not be permitted to eat further without making Havdalah, and he's mechuyev in Havdalah on Sunday, just as if it was still Motzei Shabbos. However, the Rosh debates his Rebbe again, the Maharam, and he quotes Rebbe Yehuda, who says that no, that which the Gemara said in Nebsachim, that Ta'am Mavdil, that's only someone who didn't have wine Motzei Shabbos, or had some other reason why he had to eat already before Havdalah, then he can still do Havdalah when he gets wine, or when he's able to make the Havdalah at some later point. But here, the Onein, the Lashon of the Rosh is, B'sha shechala lav chiv Havdalah haya pater. The time that Havdalah, the Chiv Havdalah, kicked in, which is on Motzei Shabbos, he was Pater, he was an Onen, he was Pater Mikol HaMitzvahs. And therefore the Rosh concludes, Niftar Lagamri V'Sulo Mechayev, we no longer have reason to be Mechayev him in Havdalah. V'damya Lagamri Elu Dechigar B'Yom Rishon Nispash B'Yom Sheni. The Rosh references the same Gemara in Chagiga that he does in our Siman and Nemoed Katan. He says that it's exactly like the case we mentioned of someone who was not Chayev in Ri'iyah on the first day and becomes a Shaykh to the Mitzvah of Ri'iyah later, that he's not Mechuyev, because since he was not Mechuyev at the time of the Iker Mitzvah, he was Niftar the Gavra Zlav Bar Chayuvah, so he's Nitche from the Mitzvah of the Gamri, and even when he becomes Roy later on, came the Nitche, there's no Chiyah which devolves on him at a later point. Now, the Pashtas, the Maram and the Rosh, are L'shitasam. Maram, who held that in Avelos, the Inyan of Avelos was whenever we can have an opportunity to say that the person is chayiv in avelus, even if he wasn't chayiv at the time of the ikur mechayiv, when the chayiv began, that the time of the kfura, the person was a katan, he wasn't mechal chayiv in avelus. But if at any point when avelus is still in play, still in effect, it's still something that the person has to keep as an avel during the shiva or the shloshim, if the gavr becomes bar chiyuva, we then automatically say that the chiyuv devolves on him and he becomes mischayiv at that point. Same thing should be true for havdalah for an onin, even though the person was an onin when the ikar time of havdalah began on Motzei Shabbos. But since there is the opportunity to do havdalah on Sunday, perhaps even till Tuesday, according to some shitas, later in the week, to do havdalah between Shabbos and Yemos Achol. So as soon as the person becomes ro'i to discharge his chiv of havdalah, to become a chuyiv in the mitzvah of havdalah, he must do so, and he has all the halachas of havdalah that he cannot eat until he makes havdalah. Whereas the Rosh understood that, no, that once a person is not mechuyiv at the ikar time when the mechuyiv began, the same way the katan, who is not mechuyiv at the time of the kfura, does not become mechuyiv later when it becomes a gadol. Similarly, the onen, who is not mechuyiv in havdalah at the time of Motzei Shabbos when the ikar chiyuv began, as the Rosh's lashon was, shash chalalov chiyuv havdalah yapater, so there's no way to be mechuyiv him later on, b'toras tashlumin. The problem is, though, the psak of the Shulchan Aruch in these two debates of the Maram and the Rosh, because the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Mem Aleph, which is the halacha of Onein, there he passes in the Sif Beis like the Maharam, that an Onein who was an Onein Motzei Shabbos and didn't have the opportunity to make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos because he was part of the Mikolah Mitzvah, so even though he may eat, as we mentioned, but Lagabi Havdalah, he must make Havdalah after the Kfuras HaMeis, and the Shachar, the Adzan, he must do so even until Tuesday, and Bapashas, he cannot even eat until he does make Havdalah. Masha Enkein is mentioned Sarivav at the end, as we mentioned, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rosh, that a Katan who says Gadol Toch the Yemei Hashloshim or even Yemei Hashiva, as the Torah added on, he need not do any Avelis Bechalal, he's Patur L'Kamer from Avelis. And it would seem then that if these two Shitos, two Machlogosim, between the Rosh and the Maram or L'Shitasim, then the Shitos of Shulchan Aruch is Soser Zebazet, the Psak Shulchan Aruch and Shinam Aleph is like the Maram, but the Psak and Shulchan Aruch and Shin Sanivav is like the Rosh. And in fact, the Bach already asked this question on Shulchan Aruch, and Mikach, this question, he was Docher, the Psak of Shulchan Aruch, he said the Shulchan Aruch made a mistake, and we should be Machmir for the Maharam in both cases, and say that both in the case of the Onein for Havdalah, and in the case of the Katan for Avelos, that they're both Mechuyev, and we don't say they're Nitcha for the Mitzvah Legamri, and he passes, again, like against the Shulchan Aruch, that a Katan who becomes Nisgadol Toch Shiva V'Shloshim is Chayev in Avelos. This is the Mahalach of the Bach. However, the Taz and the Shach, as well as others, already say that no, we can defend the Shulchan Aruch. We can be mechalek between the cases in a way that's not really necessarily true. That the two machlokesim are l'shitasam, and we can split the psak. And that is that they explain that really what's going on in brachos in the machlokes in the Maharam and the Rosh has a lot to do with exactly the geder of the mechayiv of Havdalah. In other words, that the Rosh Hashita only makes sense that we're not going to be mechayiv the able to make Havdalah when he becomes, ends the Aninus period on Sunday, and now we want to know whether he should make Havdalah. The Rosh says he's not because he was Niftar from the Ikar Shas Chiyuv. That's only because the Rosh is assuming that the way Havdalah works is that there's a Mechayiv which begins the moment Shabbos ends to make Havdalah, and anyone who is able to make Havdalah at that point is Mechayiv in the Ikar Mitzvah. Anyone who only becomes Mechayiv later on is only has to get the Tashlumin. But the truth is, as the Taz says, in Siman Shin Sarivav, is not Muchach Bechalal. The pshat could be, Shesham hu ikir zman havdalah, mitchila kach sheyim shach zmana kol ha-shabbos. Oh, a little review, that the way havdalah was set up was not that a person needs to be mechuyev the moment Shabbos ends and everything after that is hashlum. But no, there's a zman havdalah. There's a time frame within which one may do the mitzvah. He may do the mitzvah from Motzei Shabbos, and that's the first opportunity to be mavdal ben Shabbos l'chol, until Sunday or until Tuesday, till later days in the week. Taz continues, V'lom rin and dim lo hevdol Motzei Shabbos havi havdalah shacharkach tashlumin al Motzei Shabbos. The pshat is not like the Rosh seemed to have learned, that when one fails to do havdalah Motzei Shabbos, or one cannot do havdalah Motzei Shabbos, then when he wants to do havdalah on Sunday, it's begedr tashlumin. El adain zman amamish. It's still a zman mamish. The zman is continues from Motzei Shabbos until Tuesday. The only thing is, there's an inyan, there's a mitzvah to be mizdari, to do it at the beginning of the zman. And the Taz adds on, this is in fact the Ikar Pshat of the Gemara Masechet. When the Gemara says, Mishul Hivdol Motzei Shabbos, Mavdo Vaholech Kol HaShabbos Kula, it doesn't mean it's a Tashlumin. It means that this is the Zman of the Mitzvah.
when a person has the opportunity, he should do the mitzvah as soon as he can at the Amotzi Shabbos. But when he can't, if he was onus, he didn't have wine, or if he was an onain, he wasn't able to make the brachas of Havdalah, he wasn't mechuyev mitzvahs bechlal, so then he can do the mitzvah whenever he's able to. He becomes mechuyev and mitzvahs later on during the week, so then he's still in the ikar zman of Avelus, excuse me, of Havdalah. And the Shach and the Nekunis HaKasev here agrees to the Taz, and he says that he said a Dever Yafa, v'nachon, that to be mechalik nimpsak and Shulchan Aruch between Avelus. There, the Shulchan Aruch understood, like the Rosh, that that Shmuel is only Tashlumen for Kfura, and the Kfura is the Iker Mechayiv of the Avelus. Whereas in Havdalah, he had held in Svara, not like the Rosh, that the Inyan of Havdalah is not that there's a Iker Chiyiv with a Zman Tashlumen afterwards, but no, the Iker Zman Chiyuvah, like the Rosh said, the Taz said, is Zman Amamish from Motzei Shabbos until Sunday or until Tuesday.
We mentioned that according to the opinion of the Rosh, when the Katan is Nisgadel during the days of the Shloshim or even the days of the Shiva, according to the extension of the tour, the Katan becomes Pater Lagamri from Avelus even after his Bar Mitzvah. The question arises, what about Yud Beis Chodesh? If it's Avelus for a parent, does the Katan Shenis Gadol also receive a Ptur on the entire Yud Beis Chodesh or not? So the Piskei Tshuva in Siman Shin Sarivav cites the Chachmas Adam, who addresses this question. He says the Mashmos would be, from the Rosh, simply that he's Pater from Yud Beis Chodesh as well, that no Avelus becomes incumbent upon the Katan Shenis Gadol. However, Chachmas Adam says we can draw a distinction that Shiv and Shloshim, which are Chiyuvim Kvuim for all Avelim, whether it's Avelus for a parent or any other relative, so then we go with the Klal of the Rosh, that someone who is Niftar B'Shas V'Chiyuv doesn't receive a new Chiyuv of Tashlumen when he becomes a Gadol at the time of the Shiva or the Shloshim. But with regard to Yud Beis Chodesh, which as we find in many poskim, the Mechayev for Yud Beis Chodesh is not the death per se, or the Kfura per se of the parent, but rather it's the fact that the parent has died, now there's a Chiyev of Kibud, of Aim, to honor their memory, and be Noeg as an Avel for the entire year after their death. So it is possible, says the Chachmas Adam, that Chova of Kibud would become incumbent upon the Katan Shenis Gadol. And at any point throughout the Yud Beis Chodesh, when he would become a Bar Mitzvah, then we would have the Katan be Mischayev in the balance of the Yud Beis Chodesh in order to show Kavod, whatever is possible, to his parent who has passed on. A corollary discussion, which the poskim find Raya's about in this machlokes between the Maram and the Rosh, is the question of whether or not there is an inyan of chinuch or avelus on ketanim. In other words, if a katan who is nowhere near bar mitzvah has to be misavel if he's arrived at the age of chinuch when he becomes rachman l'slan and avel, is a sugya which the posting discuss at length. We'll very quickly cite some of the Maram Makomos, and then discuss the rayas that the post can find in our machlokas between the Maharam Rutenberg and the Rosh. We had earlier in the Nefi Dalad that the Gemara uses the terminology that Ein Avel is the Katan, that a Katan is not Miss Abel. Now, the Rishonim debate whether or not this Gemara is only referring to a Katan who is not Igil Achinuch. That's the opinion of the Ritz Geis. It's quoted in the Ramban and the tour in the Siman Shin Mem as well, and he learns that there's a regular chi of chinuch on a katan who has arrived at the age of chinuch, and the gemara that said that there's no avelus katan is only discussing a katan who is lo higia lechinuch. This is also the opinion that's muchach in the Radvaz, in Hilchos Avel, in the Perches. He also is assuming that a katan has regular dinei chinuch for avelus. However, the Mordechai, as well as the Agos Maimini, quote from the Gemara Nafi Dala that the stam of the Gemara is Mashma, that no katan is chayiv in avelus midin chinuch, that all ktanim until becomes a gadol mamish, a yud beis for a boy, yud beis for a girl, yud gimel for a boy, he's not become chayiv in avelus as well. There are those who bring as well the Lashon Rashi and Tainis and Nafi Gimel. Rashi's Lashon is that a ktan is lo chayiv lo klum. In regard to Avelus, a girl who has not reached 12 years old is not considered to be obligated at all in Avelus. And this is also the Shita of the Meiri, in a few places in our parak, that there is no chinuch on Avelus for Ketanim, and several other Rishonim as well.
Now, there's no clear hachra on this question in the Shulchan Aruch. However, as we'll see soon, the majority of the poskim do assume that ketanim are not mechuyev in avelus midin chinuch. And one of the rayas that they bring relates to our sugya over here, the machlokes, the Maharam, and the Rosh. Now, before we examine the rayas that they tried to bring from the machlokes, the Maharam, and the Rosh, the reason that the poskim offer for why the mitzvah of avelus would be different than other mitzvahs, that on all other mitzvahs, we assume that a katan is nischayev to be mischanech in the mitzvahs even before his bar mitzvah, midin the mitzvah of chinuch. Why would avelus be different? So there are several reasons offered by the poskim. One is in the Beis Hillel, which is appears on the Shulchan Aruch. It's brought in the Gilyon of the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Pei Aleph, in which he explains that, based on the Rambam and others, that the Iker Inyan of avelus is tshuva, for the person to be mefashvesh b'maisav. We've touched on this a few times in our discussion of the Shirim and Moed Katan. That's the Iker Inyan of avelus. And that being the case, as the reasons the Beis Hillel, that this is only incumbent upon a person for whom he's held responsible for his chatoim. In other words, someone who's a gadol already and already expected to act with the full responsibility of the law of keeping the mitzvahs. But a katan, for whom there is no inyan of tshuva, he doesn't need to be mefashvesh b'maisav because he's not held responsible for his actions, so then there's no inyan of avelus at all, and hence we are not mechayiv him even midin chinuch because of this fact that he has no connection at all to the mitzvah of avelus, as opposed to other mitzvahs, which we are mechanech for, that at least the katan has some connection to the inyan of the mitzvah. That's the explanation of the Beis Hillel. The others who say that we're not mechanech for negative things, for inyanim of peronis, we don't want to encourage chinuch for. The Ksav Sofer even has a svara that perhaps it's possible that katan won't have to be misabel at all. When he becomes a gadol, perhaps he'll never have to experience avelus, and hence we are not running and interested in being mechanech for such an eventuality, and we would prefer to leave the katan the way he is and not be mechanechim for the possibility of avelus. There are some poskim, including the Dagom Revava and his son, the Chuvas Shivas Tzion, who mention specifically that we are concerned about being mevatel Talmud Torah of the Katan. That since an Avel, as we know, is Aser b'Talmud Torah, so in order to have the Katan be Noheg, the Avelus, he would have to be mevatel b'Talmud Torah. And if we have a choice of either being mechanech for Avelus when the Avelus arises for the Katan, or being mechanech for Talmud Torah, we prefer not to have the katan be misabel, but rather to have him continue his normal Talmud Torah. This is a discussion which the poskim have at the end of Siman Shin Pei Daled, as to whether we should allow the ketanim who are avelim to attend their the regular shiurim, the regular cheder, to continue their Talmud Torah. In any event, these are some of the, and there are other explanations as well as to why we would not want a katan to be misabel midin chinuch. Now, with regard to our sugya, so the Bach and the Gra, at the end of Siman Shin Pei Daled, and the Shach as well, in Siman Shin Mem, and other poskim as well, they find a raya to this question as to whether or not there's an inyan of chinuch for avelus and ketanim from the machlokes, the Rosh, and the Maram. And they say that it's quite apparent from the entire discussion, the assumptions that's underlying the discussion of the Maram and the Rosh, that the katan, before he was nizgadel during the duration of the Shiva or during the Shloshim, had not been noeg avelus until his bar mitzvah. If he had been noeg avelus until his bar mitzvah, then the whole question would be moot. It is clear the katan was already noeg avelus midin chinuch, and therefore it is clear that there's no reason to treat him any differently than any other avel who had been present at the time of the kfura and begun his avelus right away. So it's clear then, says the Shach and the Bach and the Gaon and others, that the entire machlokes, the departure point of the machlokes of the Maharam and the Rosh, is working with the assumption that the ketanim are not being misabel, even midin chinuch, even though they're very close to the bar mitzvah, they're only a few weeks away, still they're not being noheg avelus midin chinuch. Now, the truth is, at first blush, this raya that the Shach and the Bach and others bring from our machlokes is very difficult to understand. And I found in the Pirush Yitzchok Yeranein on the Ritzkeyas. As we mentioned, the Ritzkeyas is one of the Bikshitas in Rishonim that is of the opinion that Ketanim are Mischayiv and Avelis Midin Chinuch. So in the Pirush, Yitzchak Yeranin on the Ritzkeyas, he's Mitamea on the Raya that the post can bring for this question of whether there's Avelis Midin Chinuch on Ketanim from the Machlokes Maram on the Rosh. And he says that he doesn't understand at all what the post can want from here. It's clear that even if we would say, as the Ritzkeyas maintained, that a katan is noeg avelus minyan chinuch before his bar mitzvah, but that would in no way impact the question whether or not he discharges ikar obligation of avelus after he becomes a gadol. Even if he was noeg avelus midin chinuch prior to his bar mitzvah, but that wouldn't be a reason for the Rosh or the Maram to think that he had already been mekayim the ikar mitzvah of avelus, so that we would say once he's a gadol, oh, he's already fulfilled his obligation. Certainly, the Rosh and the Maram wouldn't have any reason to think that that which the Katan did before his Bar Mitzvah would have any impact whatsoever on to whether or not he's Mischayiv and Avelis now once he becomes a Gadol. Even though this is a very difficult question on the Shach and company, the Yitzchak Yeranin there in the Hemshech, he says he can be Melitz Ksas Ba'ad, the Poskim, that perhaps they held that the assumption of the Rosh and the Maram that we're discussing, a katan that was nidche originally from the Avelis, and the only question that remains is whether or not we can be mechadesh, a chiyuv, once the katan is gadol, as we spoke earlier at length, that is only assuming that the katan had been nidche from any form of Avelis. But if the katan had to be misabel somewhat in the interim time between the kfura and his becoming bar mitzvah, bidin chinuch. So it wouldn't be possible for the poskim, for the Rosh and the Maram to assume that it was nidcha mamish, that lemaisa, the katan, had to have some avelis going on, and therefore he was in the parsha of avelis. We can't say it was nidcha mamish, and the raya is that the Maram and the Rosh bring back and forth for the question of dechia, whether we say kivna nidcha, wouldn't have been relevant to someone who was at least in the parsha of avelis, even if it wasn't for the same reason, it wasn't for the same mechayev of the kfura being mechayev avelis, like as for a gadol, it's only for the mitzvah of chinuch. Still, it wouldn't be possible to say that the katan was nidcha from Avelis, and therefore the assumption of the Rosh and the Maram had to have been, as the Shach and the Gon say, that there's no Avelis and a Katan whatsoever. It's possible that the question of whether or not this Machlokas Rosh and Maram is a Raya to the question of if there is a Avelis Midin Chinuch and a Katan is totally somewhat on the Geder of the Mitzvah of Chinuch. If the mitzvah of chinuch is simply for the katan to get in the habit of doing mitzvos, the Chazal wanted him to pretend that he's doing mitzvos in order to train himself to be in the habit of doing mitzvos properly and feeling like he's obligated to mitzvos. So then it's true that raya that the post can bring is very difficult to understand. How is it at all that the fact that the katan would have been doing avelis midin chinuch before his bar mitzvah have any impact whatsoever on whether or not he's become mischayiv and avelis mi ikar hadin from the time of the kfura and have had discharged that obligation prior to being his gadol? But if we will say that the understanding of mitzvah chinuch is that Chazal were mechayiv ketanim in mitzvos. They said that ketanim should do mitzvos. The agenda that the Rabbanon had, perhaps, was to train ketanim in mitzvos. But the geder, the way in which Chazal went about achieving that takana, achieving that agenda, was by saying that midr Rabbanon, ketanim have real chiyuvim in mitzvos. So then it's possible, at least, for the Shach and others to deduce from this discussion, Maram and the Rosh, that there was no chiyuv chinuch of avelis for the ketanim. If there had been, then to some extent, the katan had been nischayev in avelis, even though it wasn't the chiyuv gamur, a chiyuv from the ikar adin of the kfur, it's only a chiyuv midin drabonon of chinuch, but still, the din drabonon chinuch told the katan to say, behave as if you're mischayev in avelis. And if that had been the case, then the Rosh and the Maram wouldn't have been able to assume that the katan was nidcha from avelis lagamri, and hence the post can have a good raya from the Rosh and the Maram that the fact that they assume that the katan was not knowing anything until now is a statement that there is no chinuch and avelis for katana. Hadron alach ve'elu megalchin uslik ala meseches moed katan. He wrote some that the inyanim avelis should only be lahalacha v'lo lamaisa, and we mizocha to the bracha the end of our mishnah lasid lehu omer bila hamavis lanetzach.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.